Jeremiah has obviously been incredible this year. Struggled a bit against the Dodgers. Wondering what, if there was any thought to not using him in that lane there, or why you did.
I'll start with the first part. You know, Jeremiah's been outstanding all day. He was in a lane that, quite frankly, he's been great for us. You know, people can run from people. I personally don't. You know, it's easy to – I don't know what that question led to, but all I can tell you is it was a lane that he has had success with that lane, starting at Pajes. We felt good about all of it. He gave up a ground ball single. The walk to Conforto obviously was important. Got Rojas. Didn't go to Maury Hone because that brings in Will Smith.
The idea that you have a pitcher who has given up, you know, last night gave up a homer. Dodgers seem to be giving him some trouble. Doesn't matter. That the lane is what
I'm not
matters.
Saying it doesn't matter. All I'm telling you is, do you want me to answer the question or do you
I'm
want
sorry,
to?
Sorry, I meant that it was a question. Like, that doesn't matter. I was trying to get to the bottom of it's simply about you trust Jeremiah in that lane.
I just explained the answer and you just repeated the question again. I'm not sure what to say. I trusted him in the lane, okay? I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what you keep wanting me to explain to you.
I mean, go.
Mm. Well, there. Yeah. Well, now there. Tony Gwynn here, 2:20 on the clock. A little bouncing back and forth there between Shilty and Kev. Yeah, that's really what this segment's about. Estrada being in the game at that point. Many people feel like because he is struggled against the Dodgers that he shouldn't have been in that spot.
That's right.
And
that's what they think. Tony should never pitch against the Dodgers again, apparently. There were so many reasons to bring him in. And here's, first of all, I would hope that somebody will record this, what I'm about to say, and I want them to send it directly to Mike Shildt. The reason I want them to send it to Mike Shildt is because I am his number one apologist. I am on his personal payroll, and he pays me to say nice things about him. So I just
Can
want
you
to
pass
address
some of that along, man.
Yeah, I do. I want to address all the people that think
No. I'm saying some of the money you get. Can you pass some of that along?
Please. Yes, I will take you guys out we're all going to Mr. A's because I've said a lot of nice things about him lately, and he's been giving me a ton of money. I'm trying to address all the people who think I only am saying something to stick up for him because I'm his apologist and I'm his best friend. Here's the deal. You had in that situation, Pivetta 6 innings, 90-some-odd pitches, he was done. B, Jason Adam not available. C, Miller, Suarez, 8th, 9th. So now we're at the 7th inning, and you're looking at the inning. And you have your choice, let's say, of Jeremiah Estrada or Adrian Mortajón. If you bring Mortajón in to start the inning, you probably end up having to face both Alex Call as a pinch hitter and Will Smith as a pinch hitter. They are much better hitters than both Michael Conforto and even Dalton Rushing. Also, by going with Estrada, you were allowed to face Pajes with a right-hander. So I totally get why he went Estrada to start. And I understand why he was still in the game to face Rushing, because as he said, Mike Shildt said, if he takes him out and brings Mortajón in, now he's got to get Will Smith out, who's one of the top hitters in the league. The bottom line is Estrada gave up a ground ball for a hit. He gave up a walk, and I'm going to give – I hate to do this because people don't ever want to recognize the other team, Tony. That was a really good walk by Conforto. He took three or four really good pitches that were close. He also fouled off two or three to stay alive. I have to tip my cap. I didn't want to walk him, but it was a good walk. After he got Rojas out, up came Rushing. And this was the one mistake I thought Estrada made here, was he fell behind this guy 3-1.
Yeah.
And now what do you got to do? If you walk this guy, now Otani's coming up with the bases loaded. In my mind, if I'm pitching, it's impossible not to know Otani's standing over there. So I have to give Rushing something to hit here. I just have to. I painted myself into a corner. And he gave him something to hit. And again, I credit rushing. He hit the ball out of the ballpark. Home run. I don't understand the vitriol that is directed at Mike Schilt, who has, I believe, managed one of the best bullpens in baseball all year, but in the minds of people yesterday, forgot what he was doing, forgot how to do it.
I think, again, we're running into the fanatic part of the word fan, because, you know, most of the people leaving the ballpark yesterday were like, okay, well, at least we took the series. So I'm going to go with that crowd, and I'm going to hang out with that crowd. But I understand that there are people who want to know something like, why not David Morgan instead of Jeremiah Estrada? And so those are some, I mean, they're both right-handers. They both throw heat. Jeremiah Estrada has more experience, but David Morgan's been really good. So those are the questions I'm
Tony, what is your thoughts? I pretty much I know what I think I know, but I want you to express them if you would.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there could have been, you know, they could have decided, you know, we want the Morty Hone Will Smith matchup and gone that route, which would have preceded a whole bunch of other moves that would be countered by that. And the bottom line is they felt they had the right guy in. Regardless of how I feel, how you feel, how everybody else feels, that's what they went with. And when it doesn't go right, guess what? There's going to be folks out there that question the move. I thought the move was solid. I think for a couple other reasons besides the ones that you named. At some point, you know, Jeremiah is going to have to get the Dodgers out. And it's next time is probably going to come via postseason. You know what I'm saying? And so there is a longer game involved in this. But I think even short term, Mike Schilt has shown all year long, guys who have blown a save, blown something, he's going to get you right back out there to try to go ahead and master. It didn't work. He as Chris, I think you described it perfectly. He hung. I don't think he wanted to hang the slider. I think he wanted to make a good pitch there, but that's kind of what happens when you do have somebody of Ohtani on there. You know, you don't want to put him on and load the bases there. You want to go ahead and try to, make a pitch. He didn't make a good one. And as you said, Dalton Rushing deserves some credit for taking advantage of the mistake there in a big spot. It's not like Dalton Rushing's been ripping the cover off a baseball. He has not been doing that. And so, he got a mistake. He took advantage of it. This will not deter Mike Schilt from going back to Estrada again. It just won't. Outside of the Dodgers, there's been no issues for Jeremiah Estrada. As you've just gone over, he's got the second most holds in the league. He's got the fourth and most in the league, second most in the National League. He's had a terrific year. He was the only one that just barely missed being an All-Star. We talked about that on Friday when he was on. But yeah, you know, Scraby's also right. The majority of people who walked out of that stadium were like, all right, cool, we took two or three. Would have loved to have gotten the sweep. It didn't go that way. And we'll move forward. You certainly, this, you know, after this last week, I think all you guys have realized that's just how it's going to be. Like, people go complain.
Yeah.
They're going to have something to say about every move, whether it works good or whether it works bad. And so, and it's typically not that many people. Because a lot of people don't really care enough to be out on Twitter just letting it fly. Like, they don't. They might have this conversation with their friends amongst themselves, but they don't care enough to be on Twitter to be out there just, you know.
Oh, but they want to get on Twitter text if they can get a shot in at me and, you know, tell me that I'm a Mike Schilt apologist.
Are they wrong?
Of course they're wrong. I criticize him all the time, as a matter of fact. And I also don't even know him. I don't think he would even say hello to me if I walked past him. So here's the other thing. Tony, you hit, I think, your best point, you know, a lot of one. But the one I liked there was that Mike Schilt does a good job, whether you like it out there or not, of playing the long game. Not always for the moment, sometimes for the moment, but a lot of times not. Estrada's a seventh-inning pitcher. Is he going to tell him that, you know what, now you're not, and make him wonder about it?
Isn't Jason Adam the seventh-inning pitcher? He was unavailable, but
so he was the likely guy in that spot.
Yeah.
And Estrada's been there all year. Mike Schilt puts guys in the spot that they're used to being in. That doesn't mean they're always going to execute it.
That's a point that everybody needs to go back to. That is usually Jason Adams' spot. He was not available because he had pitched the previous two nights and pitched well. So this is how it works. Like, someone's got to slide into that spot. That next guy is Jeremiah, and it just didn't work out. Man, guess what? It's just baseball. That's how baseball goes, man. It's just how it is. And he'll be better. I don't think he's going to go into the tank now because he had a couple bad spots against the Dodgers. He hadn't done that.
His quotes after the game were, you know, I like Jeremiah Estrada because he takes accountability for making a bad pitch. And
stood
then,
up. He didn't go he hide in the training
no.
room.
No, he takes accountability for it. He says he needs to be better, and I fully believe that he will be better next time he's out there.
But you can't throw him in the tank, though. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
no.
As a manager, part of his job is to help them get through these type of things. And so, you know, there's a way you got to go about doing it, whether people understand it or not.
They don't.
Tony has been drilling it into my head for the past week that, you know, it's maybe a loud minority of people that are in our ears
but
about
even
things.
But even you said as soon as the ball flew out of the air,
annoyed.
It comes out, right?
Yeah, but I didn't go to my Twitter and say, what are they doing?
That's because
you need to get off Twitter. Yeah, I really do for a little bit.
I like debating with the fans. I like talking with the fans. But it's the people that go in there and they're like, you're an idiot. No wonder I don't listen to your show. Like, what's the point of saying that? I don't get it.
They don't have to worry about listening to my show anymore. I've been fired and had to quit all weekend long. So that's fine. Hey, look, I think we're in a great spot. And this is where I want to be ultimately. I got 31 great games. I cannot wait for them. I'm going to be watching all 31 Dodger games on the other side. I got 62 baseball games that I'm going to be hanging on every pitch. And this
should be fun. I had, real quick before we go to break, I had breakfast this morning with a old high school baseball teammate that's from San Diego. He now lives in Oregon. And he's got four girls. They're all big Padre fans. And I was just explaining to him, like, yo, it's kind of still surreal to me to show up to the ballpark every day and there's like 40,000 people in there, like, and the place is, I mean, it felt like it felt like we had a top on and we were blowing it off that whole series with the Dodgers. And I say that all to say that this 31 that we got left is going to be so much fun along with whatever comes after. So, you know, this is, we'll have this conversation again, I'm sure. It might be about a lineup, might be about a pitcher, who knows? Maybe the 26th spot on the roster, I don't know. But we'll have this conversation again, and I'll just try to remind us, this is where we want to be. All this stuff is, we're having these conversations this late because these games actually matter.
So. Chris and I were talking about it last week. You know, in years past, we were already previewing the NFL season, kind of just saying, oh, Padres are playing tonight, you know, kind of
there's
thing.
There's going to be a generation of kids that saw this, and this is what they know. They only know the Padres being in the middle of everything.
So expectations are going to be very high from those kids.
yes, it's only going to get worse moving forward if they keep playing like that.